such a swinging hip intro for my two hip cats who are joining me this morning. I have Ryan Kaufman and Amanda Roberts to talk about World No Tobacco Day. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
It's such an upbeat little tune. No Tobacco Day.
World,
not just Alaska.
Global.
I'm glad we're getting everyone. It's inclusive. That's very nice. And you have two events happening. Amanda, what's happening this morning?
This morning, we are going to start off the day with having a booth at C-Mart Quality Foods Grocery Store from 11 to 1. And we're basically just going to be handing out information about what our program has to offer. I work with a Search Tobacco program. So what our program has to offer people interested in quitting tobacco, as well as invitations to our event that's happening this evening. So we'll just be available to talk to the public about what World No Tobacco Day is all about. I'll let Ryan talk a little bit about that and about our event this evening. So we are going to also have display tables at both hospitals, Mount Edgecombe Hospital and Sika Community Hospital. So if people want to come by and pick up information, we won't have people available there to talk, but we will have information on a table near the entries, so people can pick up information there. And then our event this evening, it's very exciting. This is the first time that this is going to be screened in Alaska. We happened to get a copy of a brand new documentary called Addiction Incorporated, which we are going to be screening at the Community House this evening at 7 o'clock. So we're pretty excited. Really good documentary. Very interesting. It's actually about a former scientist named Victor Denoble, who was hired by one of the big tobacco companies to basically create a product that was going to be less harmful or more addictive. And they ended up, of course, going with more addictive, and how it all kind of, he comes forward about this information that got withheld from the public. It's very, very good documentary.
It sounds very interesting. Ryan, did you get to do a sneak peek preview of this documentary?
I admit I did. Because I wanted to make sure it was appropriate for all ages audiences, and it definitely is. It's a fascinating movie. It's really an interesting American story, a part of American history, and it's the events that lead up, and including the Tobacco Master Settlement, mm-hmm. which was the $206 billion master settlement from the tobacco companies.
That's huge.
46 suing states. Yeah, yeah. Huge.
Pretty
huge,
incredible.
Huge story.
Yeah. And so, Amanda, you work with the tobacco program with Search?
I do.
And then, Ryan, you're involved with the tobacco program.
I am. Yeah, I work with the Sika School District, and I work under a grant that's through the Department of Health and Social Services, and that's the Tobacco Prevention and Control Grant. But in the Sika School District, it's known as the Kick It Tobacco Program.
That's fun. It's a fun
Isn't
title.
Isn't it fun?
It is.
And it's a fun position, too. I love it.
And so this is World No Tobacco Day. This is an annual event that we celebrate. And because there seems to be a lot of, like, quit smoking, periodic things. How is this going to – Ryan, how does this stand out a little bit?
This one is a little bit different. So probably a lot of folks in town are familiar with Great American Smokeout, which is a day where we encourage folks to take a day off of using tobacco, and hopefully that will lead to a lifelong quit. This one's a little different. World No Tobacco Day is kind of the objective of it is to focus on the impact of tobacco on a global scale. And this year's theme in particular is looking at the tobacco industry and looking at tobacco industry tactics, how they target young users, how they work to make their products more addictive. So it's a perfect year to have happened to come across and work towards getting this documentary film here, because they tie together just so perfectly.
Perfect. And I'm interested in seeing documentaries, but I always worry that when there's a topic like guns, smoking, food issues that I get a little bit of information fatigue. Amanda, how do you combat that?
Well, that is a difficult thing, and I think that people struggle with that because there's constant things, especially people that are passionate about what they do, like Ryan and I. We do push a lot of information, and a lot of these statistics we find really important, or a lot of this key information that we learn, and we always learn fresh new things at the trainings we go to. I mean, we have mandatory trainings for the state that we are required to attend because there's always constant new information coming out, and it's very crucial for us to get that out there as things come to us. So there's always new information, always fresh things to learn. It's not always all the same statistics. Things are always changing. So that's very important as well. But just trying to do new things too, and try new venues to get this information out there to hopefully pique people's interest. And then being available in the community at these different events and being out there, I think helps when people are ready, and they know we're there, they can walk up and take the step right then and there if they choose to. So it's a matter of just being open and being available and being non-judgmental, which of course is very important too. Because this is a difficult addiction. I've struggled with it myself. I am a former smoker. It'll be 3 years in August.
Congratulations.
I'm very excited. Thanks. It helps working for a tobacco program and making a difference in other people's lives. And I work in policy. I don't necessarily work in the cessation, but we go hand in hand and we are a team. And, both is very crucial. So I understand that it can get overwhelming, but
Been there.
Yes, I've been there. I've been in the line of resistance,
and I guess
you just got to be ready.
In the big timeline, 3 years is not a long time if you were a long-term smoker.
Oh, it is for me. That's it's huge for me. But yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah. If I smoked nearly half my life, so looking at it in those terms, yeah, it seems like small potatoes. But I think, 3 years is at that point where I ain't going to turn back. I mean, I'm done. And mm-hmm. it would be unfortunate if anybody were to turn back at a three-year mark. So I think
we're rooting for you.
Thank you. I'm done.
Going back to that question too, Holly, that you asked about going to a documentary film, like this is a film that's about tobacco.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, part of why I screened it before is because I wanted to make sure it wasn't just like, wow, Ryan's really interested in this dynamic topic of tobacco, and like everyone gets to come watch this. But it's a good story. It's a well done movie. It's quality movie, and I think that someone who's even vaguely interested in tobacco really, it affects a lot of people's lives, and so I think that everybody has probably at least some baseline level of interest in the topic. It's a dynamic topic, but I think regardless of your relationship with tobacco, it's going to be an interesting movie for you.
So the film stands on its own.
It stands on its own. You don't have to be a tobacco champion to come and watch it. And I think on that same note, I'd really like to extend an invitation to tobacco users to come on down. And like what Amanda said, it's a non-judgmental atmosphere. I think it'd be an interesting insight, and it'll provide an interesting perspective to the tobacco industry. You know, if you are a tobacco user, you probably spent more than a few dollars, to the tobacco industry and helping grow that industry. May as well see what they're up to.
I think that's a terrific challenge. I'd like to thank my guests, Amanda Roberts and Ryan Kaufman, talking about World No Tobacco Day. So you can see Amanda at the info booth today.
Oh, yes. I'll be there.
CMART, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Ryan at the movie. I bet both of them will be at the movie mm-hmm. tonight. Addiction Incorporated. And that's free 7 p.m. at the Nakahiti.
Free popcorn, too.
Free popcorn. It is irresistible.
Yeah. Thanks for having us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.